Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Now, Alex is going to be with us in the second hour, and we've got a lot to talk about, especially about the TSA. You know, it was really the TSA is where I found Alex, believe it or not. It was his tireless pursuit of what they're doing, which is something that he's basically followed by himself. And so we're going to be talking about now the latest territorial overreach of the TSA when Alex joins us in the second hour. In the third hour, we're going to be joined by Lord Monckton, and we're going to talk about global warming, and we're going to talk about junk science. And if that's not a topic that interests you, let me talk to you about how much that's going to cost you. If these carbon taxes that are being proposed go through, it's estimated to be $25,000 a year per person. That's a year, each year. That's the size of the TARP bailout. But that's being done every year if that goes through. And who is that money going to be paid to? Well, it's going to be paid to some private corporations that Al Gore and other elitists have created. You're going to pay an indulgence to them for every kind of activity that you do, because every kind of activity that you engage in is going to have some kind of a carbon print. And so you're going to have to pay them to do that. Why should you pay them? Well, it's the same logic that exists with the Federal Reserve that was created about 100 years ago. Its anniversary is coming up this December. Why should we have to pay the Federal Reserve for them printing money? But we do pay that private corporation. And now with this carbon tax scheme, this is something that is far greater than any bankster scheme has ever been before. They're putting this on steroids or going global with it. And they're going to put a TARP bailout every year on you if you don't stop it. And it also has implications in terms of not just money that you directly pay, but things that you don't necessarily see right away. You wonder why your utility bill is going up, doubling, tripling in many cases. Well, it's because they're shutting down power plants. Why are they shutting down power plants? Because of the junk science of global warming. So we're going to talk to Lord Monckton about that in the third hour. Now, the breaking news today, of course, that everybody is talking about is Detroit going bankrupt. Now, this is something that has been there for quite some time. This has been on the horizon. But actually, it just came out yesterday officially that they're going bankrupt. Now, this is something that we were told would never happen. We've got a clip ready. I want you to hear it from the horse's mouth.
But we refuse to throw in the towel and do nothing. We refuse to let Detroit go bankrupt. I bet on American workers and American ingenuity, and 3 years later, that bet is paying off in a big way.
Another success. Another pledge. Of course, they also pledged to uphold and respect the Constitution, right? We haven't seen much done about that either. But what is happening to Detroit is something that's been going on for a long time. Here's from PrisonPlanet.com. Here's 11 depressing stats about Detroit. Their population has plunged 63% since 1950, down 26% just since 2000. Even as the population fell that 63% since 1950, however, the city workforce only went down by 40% because you can't fire union workers. Detroit now has the highest violent crime rate of any large city. So you look at these problems, just the fact that you've got an over-heavy city government. Look at what's happening with the federal government. Even as the rest of the country is suffering under an economic malaise, under a recession, under a depression, we have federal government employees exploding. Same thing that's happening with happened with Detroit. Although, you know, this major imbalance between federal employees, between government workers and the people who support them. And then look at what happens with violent crime. If we see the same kind of gun control that they have in the northern states, in Detroit and elsewhere, we're going to see that kind of crime rate explode to the rest of the country. Detroit is a weather vane for the rest of the country. Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We've got some exciting news. We've got Alex Jones coming up and Lord Monckton.
Hello, I'm Alex. Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer. Or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight filling in for Alex. Now, Alex is going to be joining us in the second hour. We're going to be talking about some new encroachments from the TSA. Just unbelievable. It never stops, and it will never stop until we stand up in mass and oppose it. But Alex has talked quite a bit about the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. We have black leaders who are now standing up and speaking out. We've had Bill Cosby say, this is not about race. And we have this from Charles Barkley.
There are very few people who have a pure heart when it comes to race. Racism is wrong in any shape, form. Not a lot of black people are racist, too. I think sometimes when people talk about race, they act like only white people are racist. There are a lot of black people who are racist. And I don't like when it gets out there in the media, because I don't think the media has clean hands.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
I'm glad you made that
point. Yeah, I don't think the media has clean hands. Yeah. And like I said, I feel sorry that young kid got killed. But just judging by the evidence, I don't think that guy should have went to jail for the rest of his life. Because something happened bad that night, obviously.
Yeah. I like what one of the jurors said. They said they both should have walked away.
Yes.
And if there's a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah. Let's pull it at that. He goes on to say, he says, Zimmerman was wrong to pursue. He was racial profiling. And he said, I think Trayvon Martin, God rest his soul, I think he did flip the switch and started beating the H out of Mr. Zimmerman. It was just a bad situation. Like I said, the main thing I feel bad for, it gives every black and white person who is a racist a platform to vent their ignorance. He said he watched the trial closely. He said a lot of people have an agenda.
And I think that's a key point. I think he was right. I think there was some profiling going on there. But it's very much like you have a, let's say you have a husband and wife, and the wife is being passive aggressive with the husband, really pushing all of his buttons. And at some point, he turns around and starts to attack her. At that point, she has a right to defend herself. So even though Zimmerman may have been doing something that we all despise, that was racial profiling, once he is attacked by Trayvon Martin, as wrong as he may have been to attack him on that, he has a right to defend himself. That's why you needed a jury. That's why a jury needed to make that kind of nuanced decision. That's why it's wrong for the media to convict people, just like they're doing with Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. You know, they're convicting him. All the complaints now about this Rolling Stones magazine cover are just amazing because they're focusing on the fact that he looks too nice, not about the fact that the Rolling Stones has identified him as the bomber. He's not had a trial yet. They just had the first arraignment, and he said he was not guilty. Let's call him the alleged bomber at the very most. But getting back to the Zimmerman thing, we've got, like I said, black leaders that are speaking out. And Alex is going to be talking to some of them. Coming up on Sunday, he's got Pastor Manning. And then on Monday, he has Larry Elder. And, of course, we've also talked to Larry Pinkney. What I believe is behind this, and I think it's very easy to see, that the government has an agenda. They don't want you talking about Benghazi. They don't want people talking about the IRS. Or they don't want people talking about the NSA spying on everybody. It's much easier to pick one case and divide people against each other. Get people all worked up, so they're talking about that only. It's really COINTELPRO. It's what we were talking about with Larry Pinkney, who used to be with the Black Panthers. He's very well aware of how the government infiltrates groups, how they divide and conquer. You know, the Black Panthers, the original Black Panthers, didn't really get to be dangerous until they started pulling in people from all different racial groups. At that point, the FBI shut them down. But, of course, now we have the new Black Panthers who put out a $10,000 bounty on the head of Zimmerman, and nothing is being done about that. Just as nothing was done by the Eric Holder Justice Department when the new Black Panthers were using intimidation to keep people away from polling places. Clearly, it's a COINTELPRO operation. Clearly, it suits the agenda of the government. And we see now also that this is what it's perhaps about, as well as distracting people. It's about the Second Amendment again, trying to get that back into the spotlight. The Justice Department has now placed a hold on George Zimmerman's gun, even though he's been found not guilty. And let's understand, too, this is something we talked about with Larry Pinkney. Not guilty doesn't mean that Zimmerman is innocent. Nobody is really innocent. And he may have had very impure motives of what happened, but he was not guilty of murder, is what the jury found. And as Obama said, the only thing I've agreed with that he said is that we have to stand by what the jury found. But they're using this. Nevertheless, the Obama administration is using this to go after guns, to go after the Second Amendment, to go after Zimmerman's guns specifically. So here you have a situation where even though people are putting a $10,000 bounty on his head, even though you've got T-shirts being sold with that, even though you've got a Facebook page sold with that, not only does the government not go after these people, not even talk to these people, but now they withhold his gun, Zimmerman's gun, which he is not guilty. He is allowed to have that back by Florida law, but don't expect the Florida local officials to give that back to him to stand up for his rights, because they've been working on this subversion of justice for quite some time. If you look at what happened with the prosecutor's office, they actually fired the director of IT this last Saturday after the verdict was announced. They actually fired him and said that it was for withholding evidence. Well, actually, he wasn't the one withholding evidence. He noticed that they had released about 2,900 pieces of evidence, and there was over 4,000 pieces of evidence. He started going through the chain of command, and as he got the cold shoulder, nobody wanted to talk about this, he went public with it. They suspended him back in May. And then when the verdict was announced this last Saturday, they fired him. And incredibly, the person from the attorney general's office said that he was the one holding back evidence. I don't find that at all to be credible. Not if he's going up through the chain of command saying all the evidence hasn't been turned over. And then we had this revelation from the defense team. They said that they had gotten pictures. Some of the pictures that they got were black and white pictures. Now, why would they be black and white pictures? Well, they don't want the blood on Zimmerman's head to show, right? They saw these black and white pictures and they thought, wait, these are cell phone pictures. Cell phones don't take black and white pictures. So they asked the attorney general. They asked the attorney general's office to release the original pictures, and that was back in January. And they did not get those pictures until the beginning of June. And when they did, they still were not full color pictures. They were kind of some pastel pictures. So the prosecution team has an evidence tampering history here. And then they not only fire the whistleblower, but they say he's not a whistleblower. He's the one who is actually holding back evidence. Not credible at all. But I don't believe that the local attorney is going to be standing up for Zimmerman's rights. They didn't stand up for his right to a due process. I don't think they're going to stand up for his right to the Second Amendment as well. Now, some new revelations have come out in the IRS scandal. There are some congressional hearings that are still going on about that. You haven't heard anything about it because everybody's been talking about the Zimmerman case. But this is from Peggy Noonan. And she said that when the scandal broke 2 months ago in May, the IRS leadership in Washington claimed that this is all about local Cincinnati people that are off the rails, that were going out. But now we have some testimony from some of those lower people who saying that they were actually getting orders from higher up. Now, this is very significant because if you remember, the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon were originally, one of the articles was about using the IRS against political enemies. And that's exactly the same thing that the Obama administration is doing, except for one difference. The breadth and the scope and the depth of it is far greater than anything Nixon ever did. But it's going to be interesting as you see these people pitted against each other. Now, that you know, these people who were thrown under the bus by the higher-ups are now saying, are now testifying to Congress. Michael Sato, head of the investigation unit, spoke to investigators and told them that Lois Lerner made an unusual decision. Now, she's the one in Washington. She's the one who basically threw these other people under the bus, the higher-up. She said Tea Party applications would undergo additional scrutiny, a multi-layered review. So they're specifically targeting their political enemies. They were very concerned because people moved en masse against against the TARP, against the bailouts, and they started forming these Tea Party organizations. The government was very concerned about that. They knew they had to nip that in the bud. And one of the ways that they used to stifle political dissent has always been to attack people with the IRS. And I find it interesting, this article from Russia, where even the Russians are afraid of the masses when they get together and demonstrate. They had a Russian opposition leader, has now been freed on bail as protests rattled the Kremlin. This is from Reuters. And as we talked about yesterday, when the East Germans took back their freedoms from the Stasi, they did it by marching en masse. They started in the churches, and then they moved to the fences where the guards were shooting people who tried to cross over from East Germany to West Germany. And finally, when they came in masses, when they moved in the churches, from inside the churches to the wall, the guards stood down. They would not fire on the masses. Even the Stasi fears people. That's why it's important for us to do something. It's why it's important for us to not take these encroachments on our freedoms that we see from the NSA, from the IRS, from others. It's important for us to not to take those things lying down. And I think there's been a real sea change in the last 20 years. I know when I was involved heavily with the Libertarian Party in the early 90s, and we would talk about ending the IRS, and everybody, the journalists would just laugh at us. Of course, they probably would still laugh at you. But now we have Senator Ted Cruz talking about that. And people aren't laughing. People are getting behind him. We need to get behind him in that effort. You know, if we can't impeach Obama, maybe we can get rid of the IRS. Maybe we can offer that to him as kind of a plea bargain. Okay, we won't throw you out. You throw out the IRS, we'll let you stay for a little while longer until the next scandal comes along. But even in Russia, when they get an opposition leader and they arrest him, if enough people show up, they get scared. And so they've released this fellow from jail. Now, the CIA is back in the news, something very similar to Operation Gladio. And we're going to talk about that right after the break, so stay tuned. I think you're going to find this very interesting. You're
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex Jones. Alex will be joining us at the beginning of the next hour. We're going to be talking about the TSA and its new outreach, we should say. But it's not actually an outreach, it's an overreach. They continue to defy the Fourth Amendment in new and innovative ways. And we're going to be talking about that when Alex joins us. Now, just before the break, I said we're going to have some news about the CIA. This is actually a very interesting story. This is Robert Selden Lady. This is reported by the Huffington Post. Ex-CIA station chief has been arrested in Panama. A former CIA base chief convicted in the 2003 abduction of a terrorist suspect from an Italian street
has been detained in Panama after Italy requested his arrest in one of the most notorious episodes of the U.S. program known as Extraordinary Rendition. Isn't that a nice euphemism, rendition? What that actually means is kidnapping and torture. That's what everybody else besides the CIA calls it. And, you know, Italy has a history of standing up to the CIA. If you're not familiar with the history of Operation Gladio, you should look it up. You should Google that. You should read what the CIA and NATO did in Italy. I remember back in the 1970s, all the news about communist terrorists and all these attacks that the Red Brigade was conducting, that they kidnapped Aldo Moro and all these other things, those were basically done by NATO as a false flag, because the Communist Party and leftist political parties were gaining power in Italy. So they didn't want that to happen, so they started creating false flag terrorist events. And they got these, they just went on a reign of murder throughout Italy. And the Italians called them on it. The Italians have had trials. They have exposed the information. But I want you to also think about this. This isn't just something that happens in Italy. If the CIA does it in Italy, if the American government does it in Italy, they will do it to Americans. Understand that the Declaration of Independence says that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It doesn't say American citizens alone enjoy those rights. It says all men. And when you have a government that is destructive of those rights, then that government needs to be altered or abolished. Why? Because it is going to destroy those rights of American citizens as well as Italian citizens, as well as people who are citizens of other countries. If they'll do it in a Western democracy like Italy, they'll do it here. And that's exactly what the NDAA is about. The government has declared its intention to openly violate the Constitution, which guarantees those God-given rights that are spoken of in the Declaration of Independence. Those are rights, again, that are not just for American citizens. And if you have a government that is openly contemptuous of the rights of individuals, of other people, then it is going to eventually do the same thing to Americans. We are not going to have any protection because they've already shown that they don't have any respect whatsoever for the Constitution or for the rule of law. One last quote here from this article from the Huffington Post. It says, U.S. officials who have thus far evaded any accountability for their role in a global torture program should take today's developments as a warning sign. And I would also add, so should the CIA minions who support this criminal, illegitimate government. And I'm not the only one who's saying that it is criminal and illegitimate. Former President Jimmy Carter said it yesterday. We also had former Senator from New Hampshire, Gordon Humphreys, say it about the NSA. And what Gordon Humphreys said is exactly right. The government is now concerned about how do they control these leaks. They're not really concerned about how they're going to, who they're going to punish for violating the Constitution, who they're going to punish for spying on every American. This is from an article today in Reuters. The U.S. government is overhauling procedures to tighten access to top secret intelligence in a bid to prevent another mega leak like the one carried out by former spy agency contractor Edward Snowden. See, they're concerned about these leaks. We've got to stop these leaks. They're not concerned about stopping the criminal activity. And that's precisely what former Senator Gordon Humphreys said. And again, from the we've got people, just the previous generation of power brokers and politicians in Washington are calling, like Jimmy Carter, like Gordon Humphreys, like Paul Craig Roberts, are pointing out that this is a criminal government that has destroyed democracy, that has violated their oath of office, that is actually illegitimate. And these episodes with the CIA just underscore that. We're going to be right back. We're going to take some of your calls in the next half hour. Give us a call at 800-259-9231. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introduce. using Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, filling in for Alex. And if you remember at the beginning of the show, we were talking about the news that a lot of people are talking about today, and that is the official declaration of bankruptcy from Detroit. Now, one of the things I thought was interesting about that, and we played the clip of Obama saying that he was so proud that he was not going to let Detroit go bankrupt. Now, of course, he was not talking necessarily about the city. He was talking about the large corporations that he was going to bail out, that he did, in fact, bail out. Those same large corporations like General Motors that then subsequently moved their plants offshore to China and other places. Great job there. That's exactly what happens. But one of the things that I thought was interesting about it that hasn't been widely talked about is the fact that Standard & Poor's today has now rated their municipal bonds as junk just today, the day after they declared bankruptcy. Didn't see it coming. I guess Standard & Poor's is about the only people on the planet that didn't see this coming. But as our article on InfoWars from Anthony Gucciardi points out, this is a harbinger of things to come at a national level as the economy descends into a debt collapse. And that is absolutely true. And as we also point out, another Prison Planet article
the population of Detroit fell by 63%. At the same time, the workforce, the city workforce, only fell by 40%. And we've been seeing exactly the same sort of thing happening at the federal government level as the economy is going down. We are seeing the government increase the number of employees. That is not something that is sustainable. We also see that violent crime in Detroit has soared. As you would expect, when the residents are not allowed to defend themselves with guns, and you know, one of the things, if we have the liberals have their way and we go into more extensive gun control, or Obama has his way, Eric Holder has his way, you're going to need something besides a gun. You're going to need something to protect you. You know, there's a lot of drive-by shootings in Chicago and in Detroit. A lot of people are shot in their homes by the rampant war on drugs, another thing that has been put on us by the federal government, correctly, more correctly described as the war of drugs. One way you can do that is get something defensive, some body armor. One of our sponsors is Infidel Body Armor. That's infidelbodyarmor.com. Stops hundreds of rounds from AK-47, M4, 3060, 308, and more. Ceramic armor may stop 6 rounds, but what about the 7th? And it has fit sizes from medium to 2XL. That's 888-608-6605. That's Infidel Body Armor. Now, we've got some calls on the line. We're going to take some calls here. We've got the Punisher. What do you want to tell us, Punisher? You got a question?
Yes, David. First of all, I'd like to start out by saying I'd like to give a shout-out to all my brothers and sisters listening to us in the NSA. Thank you for keeping us safe from ourselves. I would just like to say, David, thank you for what you do, sir. I just have a small story. One of the reasons why I'm kind of anonymous on the phone right now is because I'm part of the United States Marine Corps. I went through something strange at U.S. Customs and Border Patrol just recently with me and my family. We took a small trip to the islands just off the coast of Florida, went outside the country. And what was interesting was that my son was randomly selected for additional screening. We were kind of like put aside in a room with three other families. Now, mind you, we were in a room with the three families. All three families had sons. All the
How old is your How old is your son?
14. So we were all selected for additional screening, all the families. It was one father and three children, one of his boys. It was another family of a couple and two sons, and one of their sons was selected. After we went through the screening process, we didn't think we had anything in common. However, when we were all at the flight, obviously our flight left without us. So we were held back at least 4 hours in that same terminal. So we all got to talking, and we just all realized that in one way or another, we were all in the military. Some were retired. The person who was the father of the three children was retired, and they held us all back. They went through our luggage. I actually took the opportunity to ask the officer, U.S. Border Patrol and Customs. I said, why are you stopping my son? What's going on? I'm just here, to make sure that you don't violate any of our rights. And he said, well, I hate to break it to you, but outside the United States, the U.S. Constitution does not apply.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't apply inside the United States either, right? According to them. And it doesn't apply within 100 miles of the border either, according to them. I mean, they have their arbitrary stuff. It's just absolutely amazing how they openly now refute the Constitution, refute the rule of law. And one of the things that we were talking about yesterday was the Stasi. And we talked about a pastor who had lived under the Stasi. And one of the things that he was talking about was how the total surveillance of everybody and the fact that they knew they were under surveillance was a thing that intimidated everyone. It was an oppressive thing. But we hear people today who are saying that they have nothing to hide. They don't care if the government is listening to them. They have nothing to hide. They don't realize just how oppressive a Stasi-like government can be. And we have the potential to have something that is far worse than mankind has ever seen, because you can meld the surveillance state of the Stasi with modern technology, and it is going to be one terrible thing to live under if we don't stop it, if we don't make them obey the law.
We got a caller here, Cletus in California. Cletus, do you have a question?
I actually wanted to comment on what the last caller said. He made a great point to say that if you talk to people, you'll learn a lot and you'll find out that you have a lot of things in common. What I've been doing, I live down in Southern California, Soviet Southern California. And I've been finding that a lot of the military that I talk to are asleep. And if you just give them little tidbits of information, they wake up immediately because they have seen what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have a short story, so let me tell it. I spoke to a Marine here in Huntington Beach, California, and he told me about a British SAS soldier that tried to recruit him for false flag terrorism here in America.
Really? What was the nature of what they were going to have him do? Did he tell you?
They tried to lure him in with they tried to tell him that they could train him to pass lie detector tests and do all these elite things, and that if before he wanted to commit to it, he would have to watch this movie. I think it was called Incendiary. And what they do is they go around and they plant bombs and either defuse the action before it happens, or they allow it to go off and then use it for political expediency.
Well, it's not like they haven't done that before, just as we were talking about in the last segment. They did that all throughout Italy with Operation Gladio, and that's one of the reasons why the Italians are so angry about these CIA people who kidnapped and sent to Egypt for torture this fellow right off the Italian streets. And you're talking about false flag attacks. There's an excellent article from Kurt Nimmo on today's InfoWars, Zokhar Tsarnaev's Throat Wound, Yet Another Government Lie Bites the Dust. Now, if you remember yesterday, we talked about the picture on the Rolling Stones cover that everybody's getting upset about, the fact that he looked too nice on the cover. And what I was upset about was the fact that he's no longer the alleged bomber, but he is the bomber, tried and convicted in the media. But nobody seemed to have a problem with that. But in response to that, we had a police sergeant, I believe was his rank, actually went public with some pictures that he had taken because he was upset about the appearance of Zokhar Tsarnaev. So he actually put some pictures out. Now he's in a fit of anger. Now these pictures have pointed out, as Kurt Nimmo writes, that the government was lying to us all along about Zokhar. He said, we were told by the Massachusetts governor initially that Tsarnaev was in, quote, serious but stable condition and not yet able to communicate. And then we were told that he had been trapped in a boat. It was thought that the teenager placed a gun in his mouth and pulled the trigger in a desperate bid to avoid capture and possible death penalty, claimed the British version of the National Enquirer, The Mirror. Reports say the bullet passed through his throat, just missing his spinal cord, and came out the back of his neck. And it says in the article from Kurt Nimmo, the Hollywood-esque version dovetailed nicely with the story that the evil brothers Tsarnaev were in a running gun battle with the cops, flinging homemade pressure cooker bombs at their brave pursuers as the pair attempted to escape the long arm of the law. Then the blaze kicked in. That's Glenn Beck's publication. And they said later that Tsarnaev is in stable condition, but because of wounds to his throat, he may never be able to speak again. Then in May, the story changed again. It was said that Tsarnaev didn't have a bullet wound in his throat, but was cut by a knife. I did see a throat injury. To me, it looked like more like a knife wound, said Officer Jeff Campbell of the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority Transit Police SWAT unit. Now we have a photo because of this dust-up about the Rolling Stones cover. Now we have a photo of Tsarnaev allegedly surrendering, taken by a Massachusetts State Police photographer. And the CBS Boston reported on Thursday that the photographer, Sergeant Sean Murphy, gave the photos to the Boston magazine because he was upset about the Rolling Stones' glamorous cover. Note the absence of the throat wound in the photo. I mean, the whole thing has been manufactured and strung along by the press, by the media, and it's just shameful what has been done. But talking about false flag attacks, that we just had to cover not only the false flag, but the false narrative that continually evolves and changes. And I think it's also interesting to note that some people, when he made his first appearance, of course there's no photography taken at the trial, but several people who knew him said that it didn't look very much like him. They said that he didn't act like him. But most importantly, the local, I think it was the Boston Herald reporter that was on video, said that
he had a very strong accent when he gave his not guilty plea. Now, somebody put that report out along with a home movie showing Zokar talking to a little child not having an accent. So the story gets much stranger. And we were also talking with one of the callers about the NSA. This story just came out. The NSA admits it analyzes more people's data than previously revealed. How about that? We've been telling you that for years and years at InfoWars. And we told you when it came out, it was not just about metadata. It was about storing everything. That's why they're building the Utah data center that's going online, if it's not already online. We can't trust anything. They tell us not even the dates that the spy storage areas are going online. Chris Inglis, the agency's deputy director, was one of several government representatives, including those from the FBI and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, who testified before the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. And his statement was new. He said that analysts are now taking two or three hops from terror suspects when evaluating terror activity. So they're maintaining that they have the right to start monitoring you without really getting a court order. Now they can also monitor people who are not just a friend of the person that is the quote-unquote suspect, but they can monitor two or three levels and direct from that. Remember the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you know the game where you can take a movie that Kevin Bacon was in and you can relate it to all the different stars and you can pretty much find anybody in Hollywood. It turns out that back in 2011, the University of Milan found that everyone on the internet was on average 4.74 steps away from anyone else. Now, the NSA has now said that they've gone three of those steps. The bottom line is they're just grasping for any kind of justification, no matter how shallow, to spy on everybody, to do a dragnet, to avoid the fact that they need to have a reasonable cause before they search us, according to the Constitution. Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Keith in Indiana. Keith, how you doing today? What's your question or comment?
Thank you very much. I just wanted to comment about the Snowden situation because 4 years ago I lived in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and it had more cameras per population than any city in the United States to have the local government be able to watch what you were doing. And I went to some town meetings about it, and it struck me about the Snowden situation was that if people got used to the idea of being spied on in their own towns by their own government officials, that by the time the federal government gets around to telling them they're doing it, I just don't think a lot of people anymore have any particular anger about any of it.
Absolutely. It's conditioning.
When I lived in Lancaster, I attended three or four meetings of community meetings about the cameras. And the only people who went to the meetings were either Ron Paulers from what we would call the more conservative side, or diehard leftists. I mean, some of them were literally like members of the Communist Party, and they were only upset about the cameras because they thought the cameras were there to spy on them.
Yeah, they're there to spy on everybody. Well, you know, but understand that, you know, the it only takes a dedicated minority, as we've been told time and again. And as we saw in the American Revolution, it only takes a knowledgeable, dedicated minority, because you're always going to have the vast majority of people be sheep. But it really is about desensitizing people. It really is about conditioning. That is what the TSA is about. The TSA is about going after our freedom and dignity. I remember I've told the story before about my wife. She has a master's degree in education. She brought home a book called Beyond Freedom and Dignity. And I said, it's about time somebody complained about the way we're treated in the government schools. She said, no, this isn't a protest book. This is a blueprint. And, you know, this fellow, B.F. Skinner, of course, if you're familiar with his work, you know that it has become essentially the Bible for government schools, for the way the government treats us. It is to the way the government operates, the way the American government operates is the same as the Communist Manifesto is, or to the Marxists, same as Mein Kampf is to the Nazis. It's essentially a call to action. It's a plan. And if they can remove your dignity and your freedom, they can do anything to you. They can treat you and condition you like animals. And that's exactly what the TSA is doing. If you let them put their hands on you, they immediately give you a very positive reward. You're allowed to go fly. See, that's called positive operant conditioning. That's Skinner's technique. So you come in and you let them do whatever they want to you, because you're their slave, and you immediately get a little reward. The only thing they don't do is click something and give you a treat, you know. But, you know, you're intelligent enough that you know beforehand what's going on. So it essentially works the same way as you train a dog or a horse or a dolphin. And people are being trained like that all over the United States. Let's go to George in Connecticut. George, how you doing?
Hi, Mr. Knight. Yeah, I got a chance to get on one of the largest radio stations in WOR in the tri-state area, 50,000 watts. They were trying to vilify the brothers for this Rolling Stones article, and I brought up the fact is why are we believing, why are we trying to basically, you know, make these people guilty beforehand the way you're you know, presenting this. I mean, this is the Plan B argument anyway, the Plan A
absolutely
argument.
What, that the absolutely. Thank you for speaking out, George. We're coming up to a hard break. We're going to be right back, and Alex Jones is going to be joining us, so stay tuned.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes. And without the right equipment, you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade and EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be at MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5MM.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we've got Alex Jones on the line. He's going to be joining us. Now, I don't know if you saw it a couple of nights ago. If you're a Prison Planet TV subscriber, you did. We had the world premiere on Prison Planet TV for our subscribers of State of Mind. But if you're like my family back in North Carolina, you've got very slow internet access, you might want to get it on DVD. There's a lot of people in that situation. A lot of people would rather watch something on DVD than stream it anyway. So that is still available at Infowars.com, even in Blu-ray. So pick that up. It's stateofmind.com. And, of course, as we talked to the Fully Informed Jury Association activists yesterday, every time you order something from Infowars.com, you also get a little pocket constitution and jury handbook, and it tells you what your rights are. Judges, power over you is your ignorance. So understand what your rights are and what your duties are as a juror. You have to watch each other's backs. It's very important that we reestablish jury trials in this country. We've got Alex joining us on the line. How you doing, Alex? Or maybe we don't. Is he? Okay, he's not on the line just yet. Okay, we just lost him. He's out on the road. Now, this information just came in from the Long War Journal. Former bin Laden doctor is reportedly heading Al-Qaeda in the Sinai Peninsula. Now, that's kind of interesting that he's there, that Al-Qaeda is in the Sinai Peninsula. But I find it even more interesting that this guy, we really need to find this guy because he's got to be like the best doctor in the world. He kept bin Laden, who needed a dialysis machine, he kept him alive for over a decade until it was convenient for Obama to kill him. You know, that's not a small trick. You know, when you need a dialysis machine, you can only go a couple of days without that typically. So somebody needs to look up this Ramzi Mouafi, and they need to actually find out what he knows to keep people who need dialysis alive for decades without it. I mean, that would be a real groundbreaking piece of information to know. We really need to know that. Now, we've also got some information breaking. If you remember, we talked yesterday about Yahoo coming in and trying to clear their name. Now even Microsoft is trying to do that. These are companies that were exposed as part of the Snowden leaks. They were exposed to be part of the PRISM program, essentially turning people's data over without people knowing it, doing it in violation of their agreements with people, but just flat out turning it over to the government, having, in many cases, the government had equipment put into their server so they could directly tap into it. Now Microsoft is saying that they want to stand for the Constitution. Kind of a sunshine patriot attitude, in my opinion, because Microsoft was the very first company to sign on to PRISM. According to the documents, they did it back in 2007. And these documents show that Microsoft helped the NSA circumvent its encryption to address concerns that the agency would be unable to intercept web chats. The agency already had pre-encryption stage access to email on Outlook, including Hotmail. The company also worked with the FBI this year to allow the NSA easier access via PRISM to its cloud storage service, SkyDrive, which now has more than 250 million users online worldwide. Microsoft also worked with the FBI's data center intercept unit to understand potential issues with the feature that Outlook.com allowed users to create email aliases. In July last year, 9 months after Microsoft bought Skype, the NSA boasted that they could now triple the amount of Skype calls. But now Microsoft is talking about the Constitution. Why? Because the alternative media and Ed Snowden have exposed this, and because people are starting to get upset. We need to keep the heat on them, and we need to turn it up. We'll be right back with Alex Jones, so stay tuned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.